Hello, welcome to another episode of Point to Point. It is the show where I have 10 to 20 minutes of slow-going traffic, and instead of listening to someone else's show, I thought, what the heck, I like making podcasts, what if I just did that instead? So yeah, here we are, Point to Point. Today's point, I have 2 points. I feel like the show is quickly turning into... You know, we had a brief chat about marathon for far too long, and I think at this point we will end up spending a lot of time talking about independent media, as well as it seems like movie news is coming up a lot lately too. But the first point, I just kind of want to get this in there. I haven't done a ton of looking into what this is, BFG, bigfriendly.guide, I think is the web address. You'll have to do some looking yourself, but they're out there doing some press. It's another independent outlet, and I think it's 2 former Polygon Guides writers, maybe. And they're going indie. They're doing their guide thing that they've been doing for a while that I feel like was a huge traffic thing for Polygon, and you know, you've been hearing over and over again, if you're kind of plugged into the media sphere, that guides is where the money is at, and they're doing it. They're out there making their own guides. I think they have content for Elden Ring Nightreign right now, but I'm not sure. You have to go check it out. I'm kind of surprised. You know, there's 2 levels of surprise here, I guess. The first is, it's kind of surprising that it's taken this long for, like, an independent guides outlet to come out. I'm sure a lot of that comes down to the business of IGN has this corner, or has this market absolutely cornered. You know, there's not a ton left to the absolute gutting of Google SEO stuff, but what remains is you go to IGN for guides, I think. So it's going to be interesting to see what these 2 folks are able to kind of do going forward and combating that, and if that's enough. I think a lot of the independent outlets that we're seeing now with, like, Aftermath and Giant Bomb, Kind of Funny, they're all personality driven and, like, somewhat coverage, but more, I mean, I think they fall into the realm of blog or personality, like, shows kind of market, I guess, if you want to call it a market. So guides is kind of just very, I think they're trying to do the thing that Wikipedia is doing, right? Like, Wikipedia asks you, like, hey, this is a utility, you should support it, please help us keep this thing alive. And I think guides is probably falling into a similar vein. So yeah, bigfriendly.guide, I think, is the web address. Go check it out. You know, there are more and more of these sites coming out that ask for independent support. I think that the big discussion that's been about that for a while now is, hey, I barely could manage to pay the $50 to the one website I liked annually. I do not have the money to support all of the sites I like. And to that I say, as a person who is, like, looking into monetization for our own project, you don't have to. It's kind of a transient thing where we're, you know, you pay what you like the most, and the theory is that because the operating scale of each of these businesses and outlets is so much smaller than they were under a corporate umbrella, the amount of revenue they need to continue going forward making the things that you like is lower because they're not, you know, paying that corporate tax to the corporation. And honestly, any support will help, and hopefully there are more people like you who are, you know, supporting other outlets that they like. So I think this space is still pretty sustainable. I think guides is going to be interesting. Hopefully there's some secondary stuff built into that, and I have to check who's running it, but yeah, it's cool. Go check it out. My second point, as I sit here at this stoplight staring down staring down the awful merge of two lanes into one lane and how there are three school buses with their lights on. We might have to extend to this point a little bit. Last week, I think, May 23rd-ish, there was another report out of another leaker rumor person about a BioShock remake. And you may not know this, BioShock is probably up there as one of my all-time favorite games. I actually wrote my college thesis on BioShock, Ayn Rand, and how the dystopia utopia of Rapture is like an interesting kind of forwarding of the genre, because it's participatory. And so I like that game a lot. You know, besides just the would you kindlies and the Ayn Rand of it all. I have some thoughts though, because they did remaster that game less than 10 years ago, I think. It was a combined situation where you could get all three BioShock games remastered, and having that, it kind of felt like the definitive way to play those games. I'm not quite sure what you get out of a remake, and part of that is I think Final Fantasy VII Remake Rebirth has both cracked open the idea of doing remakes in a way that is not just cash grab central in the Last of Us kind of way. But I think it also has kind of, it's like the Final Fantasy VII remake stuff has done two things. It has said, hey, what if we remade this property in the modern era, changed how it plays, and then like had a larger meta narrative about what it makes to remake a thing. And I think that's cool. The second part, though, of let's have a meta narrative about what it means to remake something, and then after the second game comes out, you realize that perhaps the meta narrative is, okay, but what if we remade something and it actually was just the same thing anyways? So I think it's done like both good forward progress to like making the case for why a remake is more than just make it look pretty. And I think it has also probably harmed the case a little bit more in the Last of Us kind of way, where it's like, okay, like if you're going to do all this effort to do all of this, like, why are you doing it this way? Like, what was the point of remaking this thing if it's just going to be like this? So I'm curious what this ends up looking like, if this remake even exists. I mean, that's the other thing. It very well might not. It seems kind of dumb for 2K not to do it because of, you know, all of that. Like, this is a money-making move to remake this game. But yeah, I'm of many different minds of remaking BioShock. I think the first major thought I have is very similar to how I feel about GTA, where when that game came out, it was incredible. Like, it was really well done. I thought that it was like pretty high up there as like one of the best games to come out at the time. It like had an interesting narrative. I mean, there's the whole, God, this game is so old. It was like the generation of ludonarrative dissonance. So I guess that's where we're at. But I think the tricks that BioShock did, that like that game was able to pull off, were crazy cool for the time. But as we kind of have moved along in gaming, they are kind of secondhand at this point. Like, we're not, ludonarrative dissonance is a punching bag for dumb critical conversations that people don't like to have, mostly because BioShock did such a good job that a bunch of other games did it, and now we have like conversations that make people feel tired. I think those conversations are good, and I actually prefer kind of going in those critical spaces, but you know, I think BioShock has some responsibility there. But to the GTA part, I think that it's very similar in that game came out in a time where the satire they were doing, the political commentary they were making about Ayn Rand was like, we're even talking pre Paul Ryan workout video Ayn Rand, which is such a wildly different brain space to be in than where we are in 2025. And it is this thing where, like GTA, what you can do with that theme in a world that feels like it has absolutely jumped the shark and gone crazier than what is in your game world, it now makes this really weird... It's jarring, right? Like, it's jarring to have a world that is... Like, Rapture, yes, we're not making Rapture, but the no kings, only men thing is super crazy in a, like, Trump 2025. Like, the capitalistic nightmare that is a Randian Rapture is, like, that's here, baby. Like, a lot of that stuff is much more relevant today than it was before in a way that is, like, it kind of exposes how cartoony it is in Bioshock because, like, yeah, like, you can shoot bees out of your hands or whatever, but the alternate timeline stuff is just, it's just not as scary and harsh to see that, like, a rich gangster who had a bunch of failed businesses has taken over and swindled the hero of this game into, you know, doing some bad shit. Like, turns out that's just the world we live in. So I'm curious what the level of conversation that game is going to have about its themes, because I don't think a remake, a shot-for-shot remake of that game is going to do anything. Like, it'll be fun. Like, you'll get your nostalgia hit from playing that game, but it's a lot of time, a lot of effort to do this, and you don't have, you know, take what you want from, like, the Artur of it all, but you're not going to have Ken Levine in there making new cutting commentary. So I wonder if there will be new cutting commentary in there, or if it's just a remake of the whole thing. Because, I don't know, like, Bioshock, the original release, and even the remastered release, it plays fine. Like, I hopped in there not that long ago. It's like a good playing game. It, you know, it's not gonna knock your socks off with how well the shooting is in that game, but that was never why you were playing that game anyways. So, yeah, I'm not sure about this remake business. It seems like a cash grab. Maybe it will be a Final Fantasy remake situation where they do something interesting with it, but I don't know. It seems like Take-Two is very much in the I would like some money, please phase of what they're doing, especially with, you know, the rest of their stuff going on these days. So yeah, we'll see. Bioshock should be interesting. But hey, my train is here, so it's time to wrap this up. I will I'll catch you tomorrow, I guess, for another episode of Point to Point. Thanks for hanging out with me on this drive. See ya.